You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Thank you. Surrey with the Fringe on top, trumpeter Miles Davis Quintet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. That was his stage name since he was from Philadelphia, and there already was a famous jazz drummer named Joe Jones, originally with the Count Basie Orchestra. A Surrey, by the way, was a horse and buggy era. It was a type of buggy that was fancier than average, I guess you could say. Welcome to the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi. Today in our 45th show, we will hear strong cuts from Sonny Rollins, Serge Chaloff, and the Octopus, Tal Farlow. But first, we will hear more from the marathon set that gave us our opener. Miles Davis Quintet recorded 14 tunes on May 11, 1956 that were used on four different albums. We'll hear two more of those tunes. Train sits out the first cut but returns for Train's Blues. Here's a Miles Davis feature, It Never Entered My Mind. That's the Miles Davis Quintet. That was Trains Blues, and it never entered my mind before that. You know, that was a feature for tenor sax John Coltrane, of course, and the first one featured trumpeter Davis, but pianist Red Garland got a lot of time to shine on both cuts, and even bassist Paul Chambers got some love. Drummer Philly Joe Jones, well, he kept good time. You have found the home for jazz from the beginning of time to, well, let's see how far I get. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm your volunteer host, Paul Kivy, and this is a labor of love. Both parents of baritone saxophonist Serge Chawla from Boston were pianists, and of course, that's what instrument he started on. After hearing Harry Carney play the baritone sax in Duke Ellington's orchestra at the age of 12, Chawla decided that was the instrument for him. He was self-taught, apparently, because there aren't a lot of baritone saxophone instructors. His main influence was not a baritone, but an alto saxophonist, Charlie Parker. They became friends at all-night jam sessions. Chawla was faster and more daring than most baritone sax players as a result, but he also became addicted to heroin. In fact, he was the heroin supplier for the Woody Herman Orchestra. Serge Chawla was famously one of the four brothers in Woody Herman's second thundering herd. His peak as a leader came in the album Blue Surge, from which we will hear two cuts, featuring pianist Sonny Clark, bassist Leroy Vinegar, and Philly Joe Jones again on the drums from March 14th, 1956. Here is Stairway to the Stars. Thank you. That's two from baritone saxophonist Serge Chaloff's quartet, featuring pianist Sonny Clark. That was The Goof and I, preceded by Stairway to the Stars. That was Serge Chaloff's swan song as he died of spinal cancer in 1957 at the age of 33. That sounds like a terrible way to go. You are listening to the recorded history of jazz. Here's a pair of California musicians, alto sax man Art Pepper and trumpeter Chet Baker on Minor Yours. That's the Octopus guitarist Tal Farlow with his drumless trio featuring Eddie Costa from Pennsylvania on piano and Vinnie Burke from Newark, New Jersey, who even got a solo on that tune, Taking a Chance on Love, recorded May 31st, 1956. Before that, we heard Minor Yours by the Art Pepper Chet Baker Sextet. You are taking a deep dive into the world of jazz in the year 1956 on the recorded history of jazz. We will conclude with two cuts from Sonny Rollins' Saxophone Colossus album, with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins on bass. Max Roach on the drums, recorded June 22nd, 1956. Here's St. Thomas. Thank you. That's two from the Sonny Rollins Quartet, recorded June 22nd, 1956, from the saxophone Colossus album that was Strode Road, and we started with St. Thomas, Tommy Flanagan on piano.